If all is one, including God, then one must conclude that all is God. It is pantheism. Trees, snails, books, and people are all of one divine essence. A personal God who has revealed himself in the Bible and in Jesus Christ is completely rejected. Since God is impersonal, the New Ager doesn't have to serve him. God is an it, not a he. Again, pantheism is taught throughout the Eastern philosophies. Number three, there is a change in consciousness. If we are God, we need to know we are God. We must become cosmically conscious, enlightened, or attuned to the cosmic consciousness. Some who reach this enlightened status will claim to be born again, a counterfeit of biblical conversion. The essential is not whether we believe or meditate, but whom we believe and what we meditate upon. Christ is the true personal objective reality. As he said, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. Now, New Age belief has infiltrated the Christian church and produced a Christian version of the New Age that takes many of the truths of the Bible and mixes it with New Age thinking. It is called not the cosmic consciousness or the universal consciousness. It is called the Christ consciousness. It was first introduced to America by Oprah Winfrey with her guru, Christian New Ager, Eckhart Tolle. Go to the next one, right there. Eckhart Tolle you can find his books in the Christian bookstore. He classifies himself as a Christian, and he's a New Ager. And I have another video clip. I don't have it in here this morning, but if anyone wants to see it, I'll be glad to show it to you. It's quite long. But where, through this man's teachings, Oprah has come to realize that Christ did not come to die for the sins of the world, but he came to show us what we had within ourselves, what he had, the Christ consciousness, that we can be like Christ. God in the flesh. Let me show you a couple of clips from Eckhart Tolle. Go to the next one.
One of the things that really struck us so was so many people responded to this. Page 13, you don't become good by trying to be good, but by finding the goodness that is already within you and allowing that goodness to emerge. But it can only emerge if something fundamental changes in your state of consciousness.
Yes. So what that means, if nothing changes in your state of consciousness, the ego has many ideas. It says, I want to be a spiritual person. Mm-hmm. I want to be recognized as a spiritual person. I want to be more spiritual than all these people. Mm-hmm. And I'm definitely more spiritual than you. Mm-hmm. So the ego has all kinds of ideas of what it wants to be. It might even say, yes, I want to be good, because it wants to have a better image of itself. But on that level, but the essential dysfunction of the ego is still operating. So this is why we have the phrase, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Because no matter how good your intentions are, when you're still trapped in the ego, it will always take you into conflict eventually. So you have to go deeper beyond the realm of opposites where there's good and bad, and reach a place within yourself that is unconditioned, that is what I sometimes call the formless, expressed beautifully in the Old Testament in the little saying, be still and know that I am God. Mm-hmm. That is, and that's in the Old Testament. It contains the entire wisdom of religion in those few words. Be still, meaning go to that place where the mind is no longer operating, where there is, you are just conscious without thinking. And that is the level where the eternal resides.
Do you hear what he said? You go to that place within you where the mind stops thinking. You're just conscious. And it uses the verse and he takes it out of context, a beautiful verse of hope. Be still and know that I am God. God directly talking to us, saying, listen, be still. Wait upon me. I am God. And he twists it around and say, no, that's in you to go to that place where you're not thinking anymore. And then you can have peace because you'll get to that place in your conscience where you think you're God. Go to the next clip. Turn it up a little bit because it's, I think it's a little hard to hear.
One of the things that you did after the New Earth seminars, you wrote a book called Oneness with All Life, A Companion to a New Earth, which says many of the things that are in New Earth, but it's not like a summarized version of New Earth.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is what I loved from Oneness with All Life. This is also right next to my bed. My signed copy from you. You say, through the present moment, you have access to the power of life itself. The power of life itself. That which has traditionally been called God. Which I thought is such a beautiful definition of God. The power of life itself. As soon as you turn away from it, God ceases to be a reality in your life. And all you're left with is the mental concept of God. The mental concept, which is what a lot of people talk about.
Yes.
The mental concept of God, their belief in God. And what you go on to say is, which some people believe in and others deny, even belief in God is only a poor substitute for the living reality of God manifesting every moment of your life.
Yes.
I think that is such a beautiful offering for
yes.
Super Soul Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's stepping from
the belief in God. You know what she's saying? She says, all those who believe in God, and even the atheists who spend all their time rejecting God, we are beneath these New Agers because we still have a concept of believing in something outside of ourselves as God. That is just a cheap substitute for this Christ consciousness, this consciousness that you think you become the universe itself. You are God. Just like Shirley MacLaine was saying on that beach. Eckhart Tolle has, through Oprah Winfrey, has spread this so-called Christian message to millions. One person in particular who has heard Eckhart Tolle's teachings is a man named Jim Carrey. Yes, the movie star, the comedian. I have his little testimony clip of here, and I want you to listen. I feel so sad for him because he's been taught this doctrine of a demon, and it has corrupted him to think that he, well, just listen to Jim Carrey. Go ahead.
A few months ago, after knowing Eckhart Tolle for a while and studying the books, I woke up and I suddenly got it. I understood suddenly how thought was just an illusory thing. And how thought is responsible for, if not all, most of the suffering we experience. And then I suddenly felt like I was looking at these thoughts from another perspective. And I wondered, who is it that's aware that I'm thinking? And suddenly I was thrown into this expansive, amazing feeling of freedom from myself, from my problems. I saw that I was bigger than what I do. I was bigger than my body. I was everything and everyone. I was no longer a fragment of the universe. I was the universe. And ever since that day, I've been trying to get back there. It comes and it goes. It's like riding a wave. Sometimes I'm on, sometimes I'm off. But at least I know where I want to go. And that I want to take as many people with me as I possibly can, because the feeling is amazing.
I'm sure when you get to a point where you think you are bigger than yourself, that you are everyone and not just a fragment of the universe, but the universe, you get to that delusional state, and I'm sure you do forget your problems. That's what Eckhart Tolle has taught him. That's where he's trying to get back to. He finally understood for a brief moment he was God. He was the universe. And he wants to take as many people with him to that amazing place. There is no accountability to any higher power or being in the New Age movement. The only place he can take people is away from the truth of God and the love of God and straight into God's judgment. That's the only place he can take people. How much more should we as God's people want to take them in the opposite direction? Is almost insane what some of these people think. And you think, well, this is just Hollywood and they're all kind of strange out there anyway, but you can drive anywhere in this town and find this teachings. You got New Age symbols all through this town. Drive up to Mount Shasta. You know how New Age that town is? Shasta is considered a portal to the New Age spiritual realm. Let's go to number 4 on these points. A cosmic evolutionary optimism is taught. There is a new age coming. There will be a new world order and a new world government. New age thinkers believe there will be eventually be a progressive unification of world consciousness. Everyone will kind of be on the same page. Peace, love. Same thing, the kingdom now, the dominionism that some churches are teaching where they don't believe in the book of Revelation anymore. And we're going to bring heaven-like conditions to the earth. It's all New Age thinking. Number 5, New Agers create their own reality. They believe they can create reality by what they believe. And by changing what they believe, they can change reality. All moral boundaries have been erased. There are no absolutes because there is no distinction between good and evil. Nothing has reality until one says that it is reality or says that it is truth. If finite man can create truth, we are in desperate trouble in our society. Unless there are external absolutes from the eternal God, man will eventually be his own destruction. We see this affecting the Christian church today, where sin is no longer sin. Evil is embraced as good, and good is seen as evil. Many churches are creating a new reality of what this actually says. Also, we see this false belief of changing reality with the power of our words. That our words have creative power to change our reality. Speaking or believing something into existence from non-existence. Wealth, health, even declaring God's favor. This has infiltrated the church in many ways, that our words have power to change reality. Next clip.
Hello, I'm Joel Osteen. I'm so excited about my new book, I Declare, 31 Promises to Speak Over Your Life. Our words have creative power. If you want to know what you're going to be like 5 years from now, just listen to what you're saying about yourself today. Many people don't realize they go around saying things like, I'll never get out of debt. I'll never get well. I don't think I'll ever get promoted. They don't realize that with their words, they're setting the course for their life. In this book, I've written 31 promises, one for each day, where you can speak blessings, favor, abundance, health, God's goodness, not just over your life, but over your family, over your dreams, over your health, and over your future. I know it's going to be a great blessing to you. It's a great way to start the new day off just by declaring God's favor and His goodness over your life. I hope you pick up a copy. I declare one for you and one for your friends.
I declare. Who's the subject there? I. Our words have creative power. No, they do not. We don't even know if we will be alive tomorrow. Can anyone guarantee me they're going to make it through tomorrow? Then how can you declare all this into your life? If this teaching is true, why didn't John the Baptist, the greatest of all the prophets, not declare himself better clothes and better food to eat? Why did John the Baptist not declare himself to be out of prison before he lost his head? What about all the disciples who suffered and died for the gospel? What about all the Christian martyrs who have died for the spreading of God's word? Did they not declare enough? What about the Apostle Paul, who suffered and lost everything for the cause of following Christ? Did he not declare enough? Was God's favor not enough on him? Did Jesus not share this truth of the power of our words to simply change reality with the disciples? Did he keep that to himself? We do not have the ability to create things by the power of our words. Only God has the power to speak those things. We do not have God-like qualities. And I do get upset with this, because this is leading people straight away from God's truth. They're focused on Him, themselves. They're not dying to self as the Bible calls us to do. They're not following the Christ of the Bible. This is New Age heresies creeping into the church, twisting the Word of God and leading people to hell. And this is the second service in the exact same point that I've had some people walk out. Just happened now, happened in the first service. People don't want to hear this truth. We want to have our eyes and heads up in the clouds. When 90% of those who are born and saved in the church never share Jesus Christ with anybody. We are to think about abundance and blessing and health. That's our focus. I. I am not trying to attack this man. But he is a false teacher. And if you know the Word of God, every sermon he preaches should be an offense. Every teacher who corrupts this needs to be called out so people will know. Oh, pastor, he's got a huge church. He's got numbers don't mean anything. Most of the world one time believed the world was flat. Does numbers make truth? Do numbers say this is the best idea, this is the best way? Tell that to Christopher Columbus. This is just New Age and spiritualism mixed in with Eastern philosophies of karma and positive thinking wrapped in a Christian coat. I need to close. Hurry up. There we go. Number 6. New Agers make contact with the kingdom of darkness, calling a medium, a channeler, and a demon a spirit guide. Hasn't changed the reality of what they really are. Demons. This is the kingdom of darkness of which Satan is the head. Those involved in this kind of activity are in contact with a world that is totally opposed to the biblical God revealed to us in Jesus Christ. Who defeated Satan? Let's never forget that. Many people today want to say they don't want to be part of an organized religion. And I agree, religion is terrible. Religion is man-made rules trying to make themselves presentable to God. You cannot do that. But an organized, tested, and reliable belief, faith, is completely different. And yes, people have turned Christianity into religion, but it is not meant to be. It is a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. People who say, I am just spiritual today, or I'm a new ager, are really saying this. They don't want to give up materialism. They want to create their own morality where they decide what is right and what's wrong. And they don't want to be limited by their sinfulness. And they do not want to be under authority, especially that of the Bible and God Himself. It is simple rebellion. It is our holy calling as true believers in Jesus Christ to show them in love the truth of the Bible. And I got passionate a few minutes ago, but I don't do that with non-believers. I don't raise my voice. But with you, and we are the God's people, and sometimes my emotions get the best of me. Passion. But we are to share these truths in love. The truth of the Bible is reality. And God gave us a mind and a brain to think, not to try to ignore it. The Bible has proven itself time and time again. Next slide there is, we know what we believe, why we believe it, and we know it's true because it's been tested. The Bible is very, very clear. We are not God, and we are not even little God. We are under His authority, whether you accept it or not. Every tongue, every knee will bow, bend, and every tongue will confess. There is a judgment coming, whether you decide to believe in it or not. There is a hell, whether you believe in it or not. And the reality of hell is this: many people will go there. We know the cure. We know the salvation. We know we have the hope that they need to hear about. And in closing, real quick, Hebrews 9:27. These are the truths. Everyone's going to die once, and then this the judgment. Jesus said, "Fear Him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell." There's a judgment as soon as we die. There is no trying to work your life out after you die. It is now. You have to deal with it now, because once you die, then the judgment. And there's only one way to escape this judgment. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11. "And such were some of you. We were all sinners. We were all in false beliefs. We were all misguided in one way or another. Some of us, and that was all of us, but someone shared the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we became washed in the blood. We were sanctified by the Spirit, and we were justified by the righteousness of Jesus Christ." Repenting of our sins and false beliefs, turning away from them and turning in faith to embrace Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and resurrection on our behalf for all the sins we have ever committed. To be born again by the Holy Spirit of God into a new creation, a new man, a new woman, washed clean in the blood of Christ, sanctified by the Spirit, and justified by Christ. This is what we need to share with people. This is testable. This is solid. Too many people are believing in things, and no one's questioning them. No one's making them think. I mean, their leaders are telling them not to think. We are called to be His witnesses. We are instructed to be ready to give a reason for the hope that is in us. Again, 90% of those who are born into the church, saved into the church, grow up in the church, never share Jesus Christ with anybody. That means, not meaning praying with somebody or giving them a verse or telling them some little Christian quote. No, that's sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ so they understand they are a sinner separated from God and they need a Savior and how to be saved. That's sharing Jesus Christ. 90% will never do that. And so we have people that are trapped believing in crazy stuff. In closing, in conclusion, spiritualism and the New Age movement, it is complete fantasy. There is no truth in it whatsoever. It is complete fantasy. It is the teachings of deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. It is a lie. And we here now know the truth. If you find someone who says, well, I'm spiritual or I'm a New Ager, you need to have a talk with them. Need to pray for them. And as a pastor, I'm commanded by Scripture to reveal the wolves, the false teachings and teachers that try to infiltrate the church. If I offended you today, ask yourself why. And then come talk to me. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for your grace. Lord, please have this message not to be received in the wrong way, but in the intent, the spirit that it was intended to be. Lord, there's too much in this world that are leading people away from your truth. And there's too little of the church out there promoting and speaking truth. Lord, help us. Help us. As we seek you as a church and as individual Christians, that we will continue to grow in our faith, in our understanding and knowledge, in our courage to go forth into this world, to follow you wherever you may lead us, to speak and testify, to be your witnesses and to help those who are lost as we once were too, to help those who were lost to find truth. We pray this in your holy and blessed name. We pray to the only God, the one true living God. Amen.